Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1506, Hand-Eye Coordination and Fatigue by Ross Enamite of RossTraining.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday. I hope your weekend is off to a great start, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD. This is where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now don't forget, we have a bunch of shows where we cover a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find all of them. And with that, let's jump right in and hear today's article and start optimizing your life. Hand-Eye Coordination and Fatigue by Ross Enamite of RossTraining.com. Over the years, I've shared many articles related to jump rope training and hand-eye coordination development. What I haven't done, though, is discuss these two types of training together. When I've written about rope training, the sole focus has been the jump rope. The same can be said of the hand-eye coordination drills that I've demonstrated before. With that in mind, I'll shift gears with this entry by discussing a drill that integrates the jump rope with a hand-eye coordination activity. Dealing with fatigue. In a perfect world, athletes would compete without fatigue. They'd always be fresh, hence fully capable of displaying their vast abilities. Unfortunately, as we all know, the world is far from perfect. No one is immune to fatigue. In the words of the legendary Vince Lombardi, quote, "Fatigue makes cowards of us all," end quote. Thus, knowing that fatigue is inevitable, it makes sense to train certain qualities in its presence. Hand-eye coordination is a prime example. If you compete in a sport that relies on this attribute, it's imperative that you maintain your ability when fatigued. For instance, if you're a boxer, it's not enough to display hand-eye coordination in the early rounds. You'll need this critical skill in the late rounds as well. Adding the jump rope. If you're familiar with this site, you know that I'm a huge proponent of jump rope training. The rope isn't just an excellent conditioning tool. It also enhances pertinent qualities such as agility, coordination, and quickness. The mind is also constantly engaged with each turn of the rope. Even a split-second lapse in concentration can cause you to trip. Therefore, the rope doesn't just challenge the body, it also challenges the mind. Consider the physical and mental benefits of the jump rope. It makes an ideal addition to your hand-eye training. I enjoy integrating the jump rope along with a hand-eye coordination activity. The rope serves as the conditioning tool, while hand-eye coordination is targeted during your rest periods. For instance, you will skip rope, which would be the conditioning, for a timed round, and then juggle, which incorporates hand-eye coordination, during your rest period. Thus, when you are juggling, you'll also be trying to recover from the rope work that you just finished. In other words, you will never be fresh when juggling. As for sample routines, a hand-eye coordination activity can be added to almost any rope workout. For example, if you perform 30 to 60 second sprints with the rope, you could juggle for the 30 to 60 seconds that you rest in between intervals. The same could be done if you were skipping for longer rounds, like 3 to 5 minutes. During each rest period, grab a few tennis balls and do your best to juggle until the next bell rings. Variety is key. Juggling isn't the only hand-eye coordination activity you can perform. There are countless options. Juggling certainly is convenient, however. you can juggle almost anywhere. Yet, despite the benefits and convenience of juggling, I wouldn't limit yourself to a single activity. When training hand-eye coordination, I'm a firm believer in variety. The goal isn't to specialize in a single drill. Instead, you should strive to challenge yourself with a varied approach. Therefore, it goes without saying that you don't need to be a juggling expert to benefit from juggling. It's acceptable and expected that you will struggle. That is by design. If it was easy to perform the activity in a fatigued state, the benefits would be limited. The goal of performing a hand-eye coordination activity in a fatigued state is to challenge the body and mind. You are essentially forcing yourself to be ultra-concentrated. Such acuity is often necessary during competition. We are trying to replicate that heightened sense of awareness in the gym. Fortunately, we can do so without risk. The worst thing that can happen is you'll get frustrated by dropping a ball. Final thoughts. As I've said before, the significance of hand-eye coordination cannot be overstated. It's a critical attribute for so many athletes. Any time spent training the hands, eyes, and brain is time well spent. And please note, I don't say this to suggest that you should add hand-eye training to every conditioning workout. Such work is certainly beneficial, however. You'll be surprised at how difficult it is to maintain your ability while simultaneously dealing with fatigue. Mixing the jump rope in with some dedicated hand-eye coordination drills makes for an excellent combination that you'll never outgrow. You just listened to the post titled Hand-Eye Coordination and Fatigue by Ross Enemite of rostraining.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, today's author is a regular contributor to this podcast, and that's because Ross shares such great information. And in fact, if you've listened to this podcast for any consistent period of time, you've likely heard me narrate articles from today's author. And if you've heard these articles before, you've probably heard him discuss his fond respect for jump roping. That's when I usually talk about the value of performing an exercise called the invisible jump rope. It's the same as jumping rope, but you just imagine you're holding a jump rope in your hands as you hop up and down. Now, this invisible jump rope will definitely give you a great cardiovascular workout. But when it comes to increasing hand-eye coordination, as Ross discussed today, well, we can't substitute an invisible jump rope for the real thing. Using a real jump rope will definitely improve hand-eye coordination on its own, over using an invisible one, of course. Now, that's not taking into account the juggling that Ross was describing as well. But if you find that jump rope is hard enough as it is, well, then there is a potential advantage to starting with this invisible jump rope idea. When I first wanted to incorporate jump roping into my routine, my coordination was terrible. So I started with an invisible jump rope. Once I became comfortable with that, I tried using a real one. Don't get me wrong, it was still rough at first. I still couldn't quite time my jumps with the movement of the rope. But the benefit of practicing invisible jump rope was that my body was mostly used to the move. So my heart, lungs, and legs were used to hopping up and down. That meant I didn't have to deal with fatigue and relearn the hand-eye coordination needed. So I didn't become as frustrated in the beginning. I'm still not a great juggler, but that's something I need to work on. All right. That'll do it for me for today. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I'll be back here tomorrow for the Sunday show where your optimal life awaits.